Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of Uber Fresh List. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Devin.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about, is your check engine light on, ladies?
Uh-oh.
Man, if you're not doing so already, please be sure to follow us on social media across all platforms at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platform, including
Alexa.
Asking Alexa. And you can check it out on YouTube. Thank you to, there's like people listening in 28 countries, you guys.
So thank you for listening to us.
Man, thank you. Don't forget to head on over to the comment section on YouTube because we need help boosting the algorithm over there.
I like saying algorithm.
Catch the rhythm.
Boost it. And like, follow, subscribe if you like what we got to say. If you don't like what we got to say, that's okay. You could always put it in the comments. Yep. And, you know, we love to listen to good, bad, ugly, and the good, the bad, the ugly, and the evil. You know, just throw it on the comments.
We got some bold people on our YouTube channel that like to give those comments.
There's not a lot of comments, but when there's comments, there are comments.
They're meaty, meaty comments.
They're kind of mean comments.
All right, so we're going to get into this whole thing. So you're probably wondering, what does it mean to have your check engine light on? Ladies, if you are in your car, and it could be a Mercedes, it could be a Honda, whatever it might be, when that light turns on, it is an indicator, right, that something is not right.
Something's off.
Like something's overheating, the car is overwhelmed, overworked, or whatever.
Yeah.
Maintenance is needed, right?
Yeah. We don't know what it is. You might need more oil. You might need a new transmission. Maybe your catalytic converter got stolen.
Man, not the catalytic converter. So one of the things when Delia and I were talking about this topic was how often we see women that are trying to run these checklists in their mind or out loud, I should say. And we're trying to unpack it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a career woman. I'm a business woman. And I come from corporate America. And every time I would be around women that were married with kids or housewives or moms on the job, there was this energy about them that's frantic of like, oh, my God, I had to go do this and I had to go do that. And then I had to stop here and I had to stop there. And I had to go here and I had to go there. And then everyone around in the office would be like, are you okay? And now we see it with housewives, by the way. And they could be living in mansions. They could be living, having guys that cover everything. And there's this thing of like, so we're trying to figure out what it is.
And if you're like... Yeah, so I know that you and I had this conversation. And I know for me, like I could speak for myself because I was once a married woman and now I'm a divorcee. And then I'm like living, you know, like I have like, I'm the single mom. And I literally I don't throw that card out there like, oh, I'm single mom. But like really, there's a lot of tasks at play when you are the person that these little people look up to and they expect you to handle all things along with taking them to orthodontist appointments and doctor's appointments and like
sports and
you
everything.
Name it, like just everything. And so I think that what happens is like we as women, we as just humans get overwhelmed and like we want to give the person like you just don't want them to think that you're just sitting there doing nothing. And so you're trying to give yourself and give them a justification of like why you are running behind, or your hair is not done correctly, or you drop the ball again, or whatever, because you have all these tasks. But understanding that even if you are this, so to speak, like what you just said, like that you're a bum or whatever you said, like I understand that, like even though that's not the case, or maybe it is the case, there's always responsibilities that one has to handle. But I think it's different when you have these responsibilities and you're continuously voicing them. Like, you don't understand. Like, I have to run and I don't just sit there and I do this and I go to the gym and I got to get up and la 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 and I might meal prep in the morning and I got to take it. And then you're just like kind
exhausting.
Of listening and you're like, whoa, I'm exhausted just by hearing you. And that's the check engine light.
If that's the check engine light, that is what it looks like in real life, you guys. Mm-hmm. And many of us are guilty of doing this throughout our time or whatever. If you are a married woman, though, and you are listening to the show.
Yes.
And you are running this checklist down to your spouse. Oh my God. You are literally stomping on your marriage. Like the dude doesn't need to hear it. And you're probably going to sit there and go, yeah, Rachel, but it's just because he thinks I don't do anything.
Yeah.
Here's the reality of the situation. Probably compared to him.
Right.
He still feels like he has to leave the home, leave his children, leave this, leave that. and go out there and whatever it might be. It might be fight fires, solve crimes. Like, it might be balance books. It might be running a corporation.
Right.
I don't know what he does, right? He might be a construction worker. At the end of the day, in their mind, they're back-breaking. It's mentally exhausting, whatever it might be. You are the fortunate one in their minds, probably.
Right.
Because you at least don't have to deal with that. You at least just have to deal with
the
children, the house, or whatever.
But you know what? Going back to what you're saying, though, I have seen this before, too. Like, say you live in a really big house and you do have your responsibilities and you want your me time, because there's nothing wrong with wanting your me time,
right?
You need to have that. And I think it's so important in order to
have
that
balance,
right?
Yes.
But, like, let's just say you decide that the housework is becoming overwhelming because maybe there's an extra task that has been added to your plate, because that's what happens when you're running a household. And all of a sudden you want to get someone to help you out to clean. And I've heard this before, and it's like, what a freaking... at like, wow, this guy is on it, right? Like, he's on one, I should say. When he'll say, okay, I'll get you a cleaning lady, but then what the F are you going to do?
Yeah.
And so then it's like, oh, you want to know what I do? Well, then let me tell you what I do. And then they go down the list. And that list that we just talked about gets so overwhelming to where they have to continuously throw their list out. Like, I woke up at 4:55 this morning because I had to make the kids lunches. I had to get ready for school. I had to go to the gym. I had to do laundry. I had to put it away. Like, these are the tasks that you have to do anyway. Like, why do you have to voice them all the time?
Yeah.
I think that, like, if he had to sit there and say, I had to pay the phone bill, I had to pay the light bill, I had to pay the water bill, I had to pay the mortgage and HOA's rent.
And deal with all these people at work with
and
this,
and
that,
I had to
that,
deal
this.
With Peter and Paul and this and that. It would be like, dude, but that's what you have to do. So why are you complaining? So I think that if you get that same mirror reflected back to you, it's like,
you don't have to
continue to tell him why you wake up at 4:55 in the morning. Like, that's, most women wake up super early in the morning. Some of them don't, because let me tell you, I had to drop off my kids this last week because, you know, my one oldest one drives. And the one lady's like pissed off at the world. And I'm like, that lady probably just got in her car, didn't even brush her teeth. So she's probably going back to bed after this. And so there are people like that. And I get it. So I'm not trying to bash her.
I think that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you're watching this and you're one of the women that feels like you have to justify your value.
Yes.
Because that's really what it is. You have a sense that you're not being valued. And you have a sense that because you're not, if you don't have value, then he's going to move on or cheat, or that there's something happening. There's some desire. There's a lack happening here.
Right.
And there's some, I'm not a psychology, but there's a psychologist, but there's something that's lacking and you feel like you need to prove yourself.
Right.
And maybe you didn't have to do that before and he just bought you flowers and did nice things and now you feel like you have to prove your value.
Right.
I can tell you right now that that ain't the way to do it, because you're going to complain so much and so often. Men literally have a like off switch when it comes to listening to us and caring.
Right.
There's an actual literal off switch. Like, we go on mute. It is like the movie Click. Like, our mouths are moving, but they don't hear nothing. And so I think it's
like the Asian movies, huh? So like, yeah, right there. I will kill you.
You know what I mean? And so you have to be mindful of the energy that you're putting out, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete with him.
So true.
Number two, why would you want to compete with him in who's suffering more?
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, you're essentially clawing at trying to compete with who's suffering more, who's struggling more, who's in more pain. Instead of going, if he goes, well, what do you do around here? Just say, babe, like, I'm living my best life because you're providing it. Like, thank you. And at the same time, I get to take care of our kids. You want someone else babysitting them? Because we can do that,
but
too.
But you know what? I think the battle of what you're saying, though, I'm going to add to that, is because I've seen this a lot, and I see it on a lot of people's profiles. And when I see this on people's profiles, and that's because this is the world we're living in, guys.
Yeah.
To me, it's an indicator that there's problems in paradise. Okay.
Yes.
I know what I bring to the table, and I'm not afraid to live. I'm not afraid to sit, or I know what I bring to the table, basically. And so, in other words, it's like, I know what I do around here, and though you don't validate me, and even though you don't appreciate me, like, I know that at the end of the day, like, I don't need you. Is, in other words, with that meme, that's what it says. It's like,
people go to war over proving their value. And at the end of the day, as a wife, there is no value to prove. Like, you got the ring, like, you won. And if he's doing things to make you feel uncertain, that's probably why you feel the need to go, oh my God, I had to wake up so early and I had to do this to take care of my body and I had to do this to take care of the kids and then I had to make dinner and then I had to go take care of your mom. Like, that's why you're doing that. Probably because deep down inside there's this like intuition
right.
that's saying something's off, like something's off.
Yeah, but I do think that, you know, when it comes to you having to always voice that is because obviously you're not feeling appreciated and maybe he's putting more tasks on your plate
yeah.
and you feel like it's overwhelming for you. And there are times where, you know, you might have it easy and he may not and vice versa. And I think if you can remember that at the end of the day, you live in a household with someone and he's not your enemy. You are supposed to look
right,
at him
your
as
partner.
Your life partner.
Yes.
And that means that sometimes, you know what, he's going to do a little bit more. And then sometimes you got to pick up the slack. And that's literally team building. And that includes the little people that you created, if you have little people.
Yeah.
And if that means that one person has to split because there's two games going on at two different cities. And there's the dad going here and the mom's going there. And then you guys meet for pizza or you meet for dinner. And sometimes it's going to be dinner on the road. Then you understand that that's what you are going through currently. Instead of trying to prove yourself and prove your value as far as like giving them a running list of all the things that you do. But it's not that you're giving them the list, by the way, in my opinion. I feel like it's a list that's given to be like, shut up. Like, I also contribute. Like, I also bring to the table. And
yeah.
so when you have that kind of, when you have that kind of a personality or when you have that kind of like way of communicating with your partner, I don't think you're communicating in peace or communicating in war. Like, what,
really
do you do? What do you do? And what do you do? And this is what I do. And,
yeah.
and I'm the one that gets up at 5 and I'm the one that does this. And if it
yeah.
wasn't for me, you wouldn't have this. And it's like, why can't we just go back to the basics and be appreciative of each other to say, you know what,
exactly.
thank you for taking out the trash last night, rather than saying, well, you know, it's your job.
Yeah, it's like just and for both parties,
yeah.
you know, focus on what they're doing right instead
of
what
they're doing wrong. So
but
true,
also,
Rachel.
I think as women, when we're sitting here trying to make a laundry list to prove our value, which is never going to, they're not going to hear it, by the way. They're not going to receive it. And then if they do turn around and go, oh, babe, you're right. Here's the flowers. No. Like, now you're just stubborn about it because you already got
now
your feelings hurt.
Off, yeah.
But what I'm getting at is, you know, our number one superpower is
the
not
vagina?
All that. Well,
just
okay.
kidding.
But what really our superpower
yeah.
is the ability to bring peace to a man's life.
True.
If you're like, oh, God, he's drinking again. Oh, my God, this and that. Oh, my God, you're talking to your ex-wife. Oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, you're over there. Oh, my God, you're over here. Like, if you're just like, well, you have no idea. Blah, blah, da, 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 da. Like, is that peace energy? And you might be saying, well, Rachel, he's being like a jerk or he's being, maybe, but why do you got to join him in that? Like, there's
mm-hmm.
a saying that I've said lots of times, like,
yeah.
don't wrestle with the pig because you're both going to get dirty, but the pig's going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Men will go through their cycles too, you guys. They will be great at 8 a.m. when they talk to you on the phone and like hell on wheels at 3 p.m. when they're sitting
and
on
the
freeway.
And then at 5 p.m. forget that they even were hell
yeah,
on
yeah.
wheels at 3. And you're like, and we as women, we hold that and
yeah.
we're like, seriously, you're not going to be cool with me at 5 p.m. because you just told me off.
Yeah, we don't let
yeah.
them like
and then
turn
we,
it
yeah.
around.
And it, because it's very bipolar behavior.
It
and
is.
So in my opinion, I feel like, yeah, you have every right to either take that and really like
yes.
ignite it or take that and be like, he's having a bad day and I'm going to let him have
That's
his
it.
Time. I'm going to be quiet and move on with my like day. And then by 5 o'clock, if it's within him to say, sorry, I lashed out on you, then let him say sorry. He may never say sorry, and you may expect a sorry every time, and he may never
Seriously,
say sorry.
Seriously, stop chasing apologies, my goodness. Ladies, please stop chasing apologies. Who freaking
yeah.
cares? Like, just hope for a change in energy and attitude and be glad, and let that be the thing, the I'm sorry, because
yes.
I'm sorry is a change in behavior. So many
right.
of us chase I'm sorry's, and the words, we get the words, and we don't get the change in action. So,
yes, so what good is it?
You know what I mean? And so, at the end of the day, I just think that, you know, understand that your power comes from creating peace in the household. It is the power that you bring for your children as well.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, if you have children in the household, but you feel like your husband's making you feel like not valued, also ask yourself, what is it about you that you need to get praise for him to see that you vacuumed, the lines are there?
Right.
Like, I remember when I first got married
yes.
and I vacuumed and like the lines were on the carpet and like, he came so in and like pretty. Never said, "Wow, babe, like this looks great."
You wanted
great.
Him to like look at it like how we look at the golden UFOs, star. The UFOs yes. when they like do their little rings. You know what I mean? Like, look at my look UFO at lines.
You know what it was? It's like yeah. I wanted that golden star, and at the end of the day, that's not fair. Like I wasn't giving him golden stars with the fact that he went to work and came back and made money that day. Like. But somehow I wanted all these things. And I recognized that as a young wife at the time. And then eventually I started giving that up. It's like, I don't need gold. This is my job. Like, he's going to work and I'm at home, clean the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I had these kids, feed them, take care of them, wash them. I don't need to be going and saying all these things and having him give me golden
but
stars.
But I do, but again, going back to what you're saying, though, like, there are women that do need the extra help and that they do have the cleaning people come in. Cause like,
yeah,
I know
that's,
for me,
another, that's another that's, thing.
I know
yeah.
for me, like, I mean, whether a man's in my life or not, like, the cleaning people were kind of important in my life because
yeah.
I love for it to be really extra.
Yeah.
But men have an issue sometimes with that.
They
and
do.
They'll say, like, well, what are you going to do? And it's like, what am I going to do? And then there goes the justification of the back and forth. And that's when the engine light goes off. Because then now every time you talk to him, you got to make sure that he knows what that to-do list looked like and what you had to do
and you know,
how you had to accomplish it.
And you know
it.
What's so hard about that, too, is it's not even like you're sitting there over dinner going, man, babe, today. No, you guys, we know. We already know how we are. It's frantic. The energy's like, okay, hold on. Okay, I got to... Oh my God, now I gotta take that thing out of the oven. Okay, hold on. I can't do that because, or it's this
oh, that's
energy.
Kind of, that's the insurance company.
Oh my God, I gotta, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's this energy that is the opposite of peace. Okay, versus, by the way, and this works in corporate America. So, those of you guys who have a job, the easier you make your job look, the better. Okay, people wanna act like they're super busy and they're not actually like,
I mean,
functional.
Well, hold up. The easier you make your job look, the better. Yes, to a degree, because if you look make it look super easy, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get like 20 more files on your desk. So
but
there's got to be a little
you
got to
manage it. You got to manage
you know,
it.
You can't go all gas and you can't go all brakes.
You
like,
got to
manage
it. You
got to
manage
yeah.
it because if you make your job look really easy, meaning like you look good because you go to the gym or like you dress up or hey, like you got the kids and you're always in peace. And he's going to one that's going to probably look a little chaotic, by the way.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if he looks at you and says, okay, well, look at you. What do you do all day? Just go, I don't know. What do you think I do all day? Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to run the list, you guys. Like, just because the phone rings and me have to answer it. Like, just turn it back on him and go, well, what do you think I do all day?
Mm-hmm.
And if he goes, well, I really don't know. Just go, well, I don't really know what you do all day either. So I guess we're on the same page. And, like, literally, that's it, you guys. Like, you don't have to go, well, like offended. Oh my God. Like getting offended. Like literally guys, their moods are just all over the place. Like you don't have to get offended at every turn and it's not a competition. So I think my biggest thing with this episode was to hope that like women would watch this and realize you don't
have to
compete. You don't have to compete with your husband. Like if he doesn't see it that day,
you know, what's so funny that
cares?
You're saying that. Cause I obviously I have friends that are housewives and you know they may have like a part-time job of some sort and then they'll feel that they have to voice their energy to me like of all the things that they gotta do and like I'm literally like you know doing the same thing they're doing except for like I'm a solo person right because like I don't have anyone that can help me with even paying the bills really honestly
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like I gotta figure all that out and like I obviously probably don't have anyone that I can give them my to-do list so they can feel sorry
yeah.
for me. So
yeah.
then it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, you know, when they start saying, because, you know, from here, I got to go there, da-da-da-da, and I got to do this. And, you know, tomorrow night, I got to host this. And my son and my daughter. And I'm exhausted
oh, yeah.
by hearing them.
Just by
and
hearing
then
it.
As I'm listening to her, I'm like, I got to do that too. And me too. And that. Yeah, and I got to do that too.
It's called life.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, welcome to the universe. Welcome to planet Earth. Like, that's just what you got to do.
That's
like,
just what you got
to
do.
You had to wake up that
and
morning
by the way,
and choose peace.
And there's women that have two jobs and have
or
to do
three
it.
Jobs.
And three jobs even. So you
yes.
have to just learn, ladies, to literally lean
oh
into your gratitude.
Gosh, and happy.
Just be grateful. Just go, thank God that I'm in a position that I get to take my kids to dance or sports or school. Thank God that, you know, I have my mom who lives nearby and she could do whatever so that I can go get my hair down or do whatever. Like, not, oh my God, I'm going to be late to my hair appointment. And oh my God. No, that's lack, you guys.
And or thank God I have a car or thank God I can walk to the car and thank God I can, you know, have gas in the car. And
yes.
like, there's so many things that if we really broke it down, you'd be like, wow, I'm just a lucky person instead
yeah.
of being like, Engine lights on, and
So I'm a person who's very dialed into her faith, and I put everything on my faith, and I learned a few years back not to use the word busy, because I've worked in corporate America with a lot with women, mostly men, but the women come in and acting so busy, but they weren't actually productive.
Yeah.
They didn't really make an impact. Right. They just didn't. And yeah. I talk about this in another show, but what I'm getting at is like my thing was to replace the word busy, right, mm-hmm. with abundant, and to sit there and go, gosh, I'm not busy. I'm abundant. Like I have all these amazing things on my plate, because what I've learned through my faith is if God gives you this much and you act so stressed out and overwhelmed that you can't handle it, why would he give you more?
I know. Why? So in other words, Rachel's saying if there's a pile of dishes, be like, man, I'm abundant. I got to do all these dishes. I'm so...
Go pick up some.
You gotta do it with happiness. Like, I'm so abundant. Like,
thank you. Look at these dishes I got from, you know.
She's in there stuck. You know what I mean?
You got a dishwasher. Thank God the water's running.
Not to mention, by the way, it's so funny because of what you're saying, Rachel. I think it's so hilarious. Because I think about, like, because I hate doing laundry. Like, I hate folding. Yes. I've actually learned to appreciate it now, though. Like, I've had to really get into a state of gratitude. Like, I have clothes to fold. Thank you, Lord. Like, I literally have to go into that. Because I used to, like, I would rather get bitch slapped. How about that? Like, that's how bad it was.
I'm like that with dishes. I do laundry almost every day.
So then you gotta, like, start feeling abundant when you're washing them.
Oh.
Wait. So then my point to the laundry is that I start thinking about, like, my great-great-grandmothers at the ranch, right? They probably had to have, like, the big old baskets on their head and, like, go down to the river and do that. And I'm like, I just got to put it in a freaking washer, front loader, like, all right, let's go doing something else. And then all I have to do is put it away. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
So I've had to, like, literally take it to, like, my ancestors, like,
take it back to the Mayas.
Yes, like I gotta take it to them. Like, please pray for me because I just hate doing laundry.
Oh,
but now, like, I fold my kitchen towels like so, like, perfect, and I get joy over that. By the way, 5 years ago, you could not catch me doing that.
Nope.
And so you're right. It's not what you think about. It's like how you think about it. And it's like how you break it down. You could either look at it for negative or positive.
Yep.
So be like Rachel.
Oh, man.
Think abundantly.
You got to be abundant, and it's not always easy. And sometimes we catch ourselves, you know, even with like Delia and I, like we share an office and like, and sitting in here, and it could be really easy for me to be like, oh, you know, talking about what I'm worried about. And you ladies, like, you're talking about the things that you're worried about or the things that you're stressed about or the things that you think, well, what if this happens? It's like at the end of the day, you're making yourself go through it twice. There's a woman named Joyce Meyer who's so amazing.
Yes.
And I listened to her stuff when I was freshly divorced. And she said, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional.
Yep,
so if so these things are already kind of hectic, why are you even spitting them out of your mouth and putting them onto another person? And like hearing yourself, you're putting yourself back in that energy every time you're talking about it.
And again and again.
You know what I mean? You're reliving
it. You know what I always trip out on, though, the fact that you're saying that is... the people that said, could you imagine if I would have done it all and that would have happened? That would have been awful. And you're like, but it didn't happen. So, like, why
and
are we having this conversation?
Upset. Like
yeah.
They go through all
and
the
it's
emotions.
Like, yeah, like, my mom has this saying, and it's like, el hubiera no existe. Like, coulda, shoulda, woulda doesn't exist. So why even go there? So, like, for me, I don't think, like, oh, my brakes went out. Imagine if I was going on an overpass.
Oh, my God.
It would have been, like, a FedEx truck. And then,
you know what I mean? FedEx truck. I was like, I'm in the passenger seat. You guys are watching on YouTube. I am, like, in the passenger seat on this story right now.
You know, it's like, we would have gotten in there. We would have gotten all the Amazon packages. Like, no, you didn't. No, it didn't happen like that.
There's
no
need.
Just, like...
Just stop.
Like,
yeah,
there's
just
no
stop.
Need for it. And like sometimes when I talk to my married girlfriends, I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm like, are you still married?
Yeah, you're doing this at home?
Yeah.
Like
our
number one job
home.
Is like, can we turn a house into a home? That doesn't mean decor, you guys.
Yeah.
It means
I
decor
love decorating,
and peace.
By the way.
It's decor and peace. No, it's like
yeah,
decor
totally.
And peace and the
yes,
cookies
and
the
synergy,
scent,
the smell.
You know what I mean? Like
candles are lit.
Our superpower is peace.
Our vagina.
And a peace. Give them the peace. Give them the peace.
And the pee.
And the pee. The peace.
Just kidding.
Peace of that.
Just kidding. kidding. Anyway, no. I know that we go on tangents, but at the end of the day, like, there is no need to be in competition. You guys are a partnership. You guys are here to bring each other value, bring each other up. Understand that that person's going out to do their tasks. You're going to do your tasks. Sometimes that person's going to take a little bit. He's going to take most of the weight off your shoulders, yeah, and vice versa. That's why you chose that partner.
Yes.
And you have to be appreciative of that.
Gratitude.
And just be abundant in everything you do. Laundry, doing the freaking UFO stripes on the carpet. Yes. Like, you know, just like really get into it. Like, oh, yes, this could be worse. I could be doing this with the broom.
But also, yes, but also, you guys, if you are one of the Fab 15 men that are watching and any of you are married and you start to see your wife in that energy, it, yeah, is a lack energy, okay? And it's a signal for you to lean in and go,
thank you.
You know what? Maybe I haven't let her know that she's appreciated lately. Uh-huh. And vice versa, ladies. If you, yes, hear him come home going, oh my God, I have to do this and I had to do that and I still have to do da da da, give him a hug or something. Make him sandwich. Like,
you know,
give him a piece.
I'm going to go with something now, but you know what I mean?
Oh, man. All the introverts.
I'm just kidding.
We're about to celebrate Christmas.
Lay him a rubber package. Anyway.
All right, you guys. Be kind. Be grateful.
You, but just be gracious.
Yes. Kind, grateful, and gracious. Let's go.
Yeah.
Ready?
So,
and remember, you deserve fresh lettuce.
Cheers.
Next time.